Good afternoon. This is Neil Nelson, retired band director from Sherryland. Hope my comments help in your preparation for UIL. And I'm looking forward to hearing your performance today at Liberty Middle School. Good luck. I need to hear more of that syncopated rhythm. One and one and two and one. And flutes, at least for me, I would like a little more articulation. Dee, 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 dee. And a little more articulation on the fronts of the notes on the half note. Dee, dee, dee. D, D, D. A little more space there. And don't bang those releases. D, D, D. Now there needs to be more dynamic contrast. That again. Yeah, I would come down here quite a bit. I would let the low brass have the melody, everybody else down below that. Getting a lot of clarinet. Yeah, there needs to be a lot less clarinet, a lot more of the of the melodic part. And then this time through, maybe just a little more. Ba ba bee, ba ba bee, ba ba ba. Yeah, unisons. Bum. Whenever you're having a unison note, that unison note normally doesn't need to be played as big. Oops, control there at the end, more tone on the last note. I think the low brass players are really making some nice sounds. I think if I were doing this the second time through, dee da da dee da da dee da 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 da, but the dee da 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 da, when the low brass players are holding half notes, bring out those eighth notes. Dee pa pa pee pa pa, dee da 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 da. Bum, bum, and then the pickup note, bum, bing, ding, ding, bring out that pickup note. So then bum, 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 bum. So you're bringing that out. And then da, 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 da. They have da, 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 and then the eighth notes line up on B2. I think it'll really make a difference in the sound of the band, and you're going to hear all those different colors as they move through. I talked about the trio and the clarinet line. I just think it's too big. I like where the low brass played that first time through. I think the second time they could probably come up. I would do a little bit more with the breath accents. D D D D D D. Just a little space between the notes, but I'm using a D syllable. Okay, we need to do better with that first attack. Yeah, there needs to be a crescendo and decrescendo there. Yeah, everything's the same dynamic. Needs to be more mysterious. And build from the bottom. Thank you. More dynamics, trumpets. Ooh, watch your pitch up there. Oboe, flute on the G. It isn't da-dut, it's bump, 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 bump. You're playing long, short. Deet, 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 deet. And then when the woodwinds come in, bring that melody figure down. That becomes priority three. I talk a lot about priorities. I'll talk about that in a minute. And then deet-dut, deet-dut, bup, 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 bup. It's more important. Bup, 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 bup. Watch your pitch upstairs. Deet-dut-dut on your A's. You got octave A's. We're starting to have lots of variances on note lengths. And don't let your notes die. Da, ba. Wherever your breath is, but take it to the breath. More second trumpet. More horn, a lot more horn. Dee, da, da, dee. We need to agree on that concert A at 67 between the flute, oboe, and trumpet. For trumpet players, at least, that's a really bad note on the horn. That note's always flat, so you need to get it up there. Again, let me talk about those priorities. Number one, melody. Number two, counter melody. Number three, rhythm, in that order. And it's all, the rhythm figures can be fine, but when another voice comes in with a different theme, that first voice needs to come and get out of the way so that other voice can take over. So you're going to hear, you know, that layering of different voices on top of that melody figure. D, 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 more accent there. Again, we're not agreeing. I'm not hearing all the different voices within the ensemble. See, all those bum, bum, bum parts get lost. Bum, bum. Easy toms. And then the horn lines should be the melodic line here, and it's not coming out enough. That needs to be a lot more of that. That note needs to be longer. Okay, breath accents. D, 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 all the way through. Those need a lot more articulation on the beginning of the note. And I am not using a T syllable. I am using a D syllable. And then as you come through again and go back to those priorities, D, 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 and then a whole note. D, 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 but underneath that, which that would be a rhythm figure, and underneath that you have one, two, three, four, and one, two. So really go through and figure out melody, counter melody, and literally have the kids write in, okay, I need to be softer here. I need to be bigger here, whatever it may be. And your product will get dramatically better really, really quick. A lot more dynamic structures throughout. At least where I'm sitting, the trumpets in particular, there was no dynamic contrast today at all. It may be where I'm sitting versus where they were sitting, but their voice was predominant. Exaggerate your dynamics. I can hear some lows. But I think some of the other voices were covering up. I would love to hear more of the horn line throughout. Hope these comments help. Good luck to you.